This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
This is Classical Connections producer Michelle Sweet. This week we've got a bonus feature for you. It's an interview that WGBH host Richard Nisley did with Jose Antonio Abreu, the founder of El Sistema. This was from back in November of 2007, and the interview took place the day after the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela, under Gustavo Dudamel, performed at Boston's Symphony Hall.
Nothing has ever been heard before, I think, quite to match the Simón Bolívar Youth Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela and Gustavo Dudamel, their dynamo conductor. We certainly have intended to have Gustavo Dudamel with us today, and he confirmed he'd be here last night, but today he's feeling very exhausted and it was recommended that he stay in. So we are having an interview instead with the man who, well, he takes a back seat nowadays in the publicity, but he is the man who had a tremendous vision. His name is Jose Antonio Abreu, Dr. Jose Antonio Abreu, and it is a tremendous honor to have you with us today, Dr. Abreu. This vision that you had 32 years ago, could you have possibly imagined then what exists today, with 250,000 young people being served in Venezuela?
Sí, lo imaginamos desde el principio.
Yes, we did imagine it from the very beginning.
What an audacious, bold vision. How was it possible for you to make this happen?
Más que una visión, era una voluntad.
More than a vision, it was a will.
La necesidad de situar a Venezuela.
A necessity to put Venezuela in a prominent position in the Latin American musical world.
Y por otra parte, convertir.
And on the other part, to convert music into a true instrument of social rescue for Venezuela's underserved youth and childhood.
Well, in the beginning, you started small, as every great vision has to, and grew and grew and grew. How were you able to bring all of the support together to create this huge phenomenon today?
La clave de ese crecimiento ha sido la presentación de resultados muy rápidos.
The key to this growth is the presentation of very fast results, and results that have been very evident to all the country and every province since the very beginning. We've had to do two large efforts to get the instruments in an adequate number to reach this growth, and to form our teachers and our instructors, which are necessary to provide musical education at every level, to children since starting at 2 to 3 years old, and to young men and women in their early 20s.
It's a wonderful vision, and making it happen, it's almost inconceivable. How do you recruit young people into the orchestra? You can't bring every child in the entire country, into the system.
Nosotros comenzamos por una vasta cruzada nacional.
We started with a vast national crusade. We presented ourselves directly into the towns. We would call through the media all of the children. We had contact with the local board, local government that had the contacts that could get us to the people that required the most attention. And thus we started building a network, a popular network that was also a neighborhood network.
Las familias, al ver que la música,
when families started to realize that music was helping keeping their child off the streets and off drugs and violence, they became our most important allies.
What are your priorities in selecting the children?
Realizamos unas pruebas muy sencillas.
We did very simple testing to establish the auditive capacity of the children, their musical talent, and most importantly, their desire to make music.
Era muy difícil porque todos los niños querían participar.
It was very difficult because every child wanted to be a part of it. So when we got to our town, first call brought around 500 children to a classroom, and we started with a preparatory 2 months course where we taught the basics of musical grammar. And in the end, by observing the child, we decided who was getting which instrument.
So merit as well as need are evaluated in this process. But there is a distinct focus on the neediest of children. Is this correct? The children who are from very impoverished backgrounds, who have no kind of future to look forward to, really.
Precisamente porque el niño solamente...
Precisely because the child only depends on his instrument to grow in life. They will hold on to the instrument, almost making it a part of his body. They will never leave their musical practice. Because they realize that this is the only weapon that they have to make his way through society.
Y su familia,
and his family,
que también lo sabe,
knows this as well.
Aprende a apreciar.
They learn to appreciate the immense value of music within their child. And in a way, the child tries desperately to fill their parents with pride. And this contributes to make the family support to grow even more. It's an unusual situation, because in general, families would usually fight against any other activity that was not traditional school, thinking that music or sports or any other art might take away time from school.
And so the whole social structure of the country is lifted up through music.
Lo han comprobado todos los estudios que se han realizado, todas las investigaciones que se han practicado en Venezuela.
Exactly, and this has been proven by many studies that have been done by the government, and they have proven that music is basically a lever that helps lift the participants into real social growth. And not only the government, the Inter-American Development Bank, for example, which had never funded any project that wasn't just physical infrastructure. And this same bank has continued to hire a specialized agency to evaluate through samples in all of the country the real social impact of the program. And every annual report brings us even more astonishing results.
Well, the results certainly transcends politics. As we know, this system has grown through 7 different administrations in Venezuela. And today, maybe your presidente and my presidente call each other names, but what was proven last night at Symphony Hall is that these young players are more effective diplomats than the politicians. Their enthusiasm, their patriotism brought about by living in a country where this is possible was glowing and very infectious. I think the entire audience responded with unbelievable enthusiasm to this amazing group. Dr. Antonio José Abreu is my guest today. He was the founding visionary 32 years ago of what is commonly called Sistema of Music Education and Performance in Venezuela. The Simón Bolívar Youth Symphony Orchestra is at the top of the pyramid, the most visible aspect of it. There are many, many orchestras, many schools. And what is most impressive, I think, from last night's performance is, of course, the skill of the performers is phenomenal, but the kind of energy that only young people, it's the hormones that bring this kind of electric energy to performance.
Esto tiene una explicación muy sencilla.
This has a very simple explanation. For the kids, music is not a chore. It's not a burden. It's not an obligation. It's their life. It's happiness, joy. It's an expression of plenty. So their joy while performing is a human emotion that is easily contracted.
Just one last question for Dr. Abreu. 200 people in an orchestra seems to magnify tremendously the difficulty of making an orchestra work as a single unit. How has this been accomplished? What do you do with the orchestral nature of the Sistema that makes such unity happen? What is the secret?
Precisamente el gran número.
Precisely, the large number is the most beautiful challenge of the orchestra and the most daring objective for the conductor as well. How to concert 200 youth is a much larger professional challenge than 100 professional musicians. But through this exercise, through this work, we get a much larger training, much more severe training for every musician.
Dr. Antonio José Abreu is my guest today. He was the founding visionary 32 years ago of what is commonly called Sistema of Music Education and Performance in Venezuela.
Classical Connections is made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH Radio has another great podcast featuring live performances from our Fraser Performance Studio. It's called Classical to Go. You can visit wgbh.org/classical to subscribe to that and to see all of WGBH Radio's other classical music offerings. That's at wgbh.org/classical and look for Classical to Go. Thanks for listening.